Kevin Parker, Dominic Simper, Jay Watson, Julian Barbagallo, and Cam Avery are the members of the famous Australian psychedelic rock group, Tame Impala. On July 17, 2015, these five guys released their third studio album titled Currents. Throughout this record, writer and producer Kevin Parker shares his experiences with heartbreak, love, and moving on. The first track off of Tame Impala's Currents album is a dance jam called Let It Happen. Parker shares in track one that he feels trapped and in need of a distraction from life. In this song, Parker basically says that people should go with the flow or current and to follow life's natural course wherever it may take them, which he is trying to follow. In track two, Parker second-guesses himself from the first track. Nangs is a response to Let It Happen. Throughout this 1 minute and 47 second long song, the question, "But is there something more than that?" is repeated. With an added dizzy sound in the background, Parker wonders if the certainty of life is really all that important. Focuses on Parker's past relationship after tracks 1 through 3. This next song, titled The Less I Know the Better, has a groovy feel and lyrics about an unrequited love affair. Kevin Parker encourages himself in this song to move on and forget his lover, but when he sees her, everything comes flooding back to him. To summarize this track, Parker finds out that his past lover has moved on, which creates more and more unwanted feelings, which influences the title, The Less I Know the Better. The following track on Tame Impala's album is my favorite. Past Life begins with a man telling a story where he was just going about with his normal routine, when suddenly he encountered his ex-lover.
I was picking up a suit from the dry cleaners, which is standard for me, Thursday, 12:30. I've got a pretty solid routine these days. I don't know, it just works for me. Anyway, I was leaving. I was getting in my car, and I went to adjust the rearview mirror, but in its reflection, just for a second, I saw a figure. Started to trigger, memories flooded back, stopped me in my track. Who was that? It was my lover. A lover from a past life.
The storyteller realizes he messed up in their relationship, but knows he cannot dwell on what he cannot fix. The drops and beats in this song are what really stand out to the listeners, which is why I love this song.
Well, somewhere between a lover and a friend. It was different back then. Surreal.
Track number 10 on Tame Impala's current album is titled 'Cause I'm a Man. Tame Impala fans love this record because of the laid-back and calming beats. The whole album features trippy-ish and dreamy sounds, but this song's lyrics differ from the past tracks. Parker admits to the audience that he is a guilty man and blames his masculinity for the way he is. Parker attempts to come to terms with himself and accept what he has done to his lover, yet also weaves his way out of conflict by basically saying that everyone makes mistakes. This last song, titled Love Paranoia, exposes the emotional side of falling in love and dealing with love's pain. He shares that he is scared he can't trust his ex-partner anymore. Overall, Parker asks the question, "What is going on?" then proceeds to feel apologetic, which triggers the audience to ask if he really means it. As a whole, Tame Impala's third studio album, Currents, reveals the process of dealing with heartbreak. Although Kevin Parker told fans that this is not a breakup album, essentially, that's what Currents is. The album starts off with a breakup, then fades to moving on and accepting that the past is in the past. Track by track, Tame Impala's sound differs slightly, yet maintains that hazy and trippy feel that Tame Impala fans love. And suddenly I'm the phone. For WHJE Radio, this has been Emily Patton. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com. Do you remember the time?